views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer, Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and awfully sexy people. Happy 4th of July weekend, guys. I love my country. I love to celebrate her. The more I travel, the happier I am to come back to this great country. Yeah, we got some problems, and guess who is the collective consciousness that created them, allows them, and has the awesome opportunity to help recreate them. Yep, we're talking to them. It's us. Like everything else, our country is created through the creation of ourselves. If you don't like something, step up, get involved, because I'm telling you, the more you travel, the more you find it is great to come back to the United States of America. I have a lot to share with you. Those of you that are just joining us today, this is a show about the absolutely newest and most accurate channeled information around what the truth is. And sometimes that truth really pushes our limits. I want to talk today, and if you want to talk to me, by the way, press 1. Want to speak with the channel, press 1 so that we can get you in the lineup and get your name up there. I got an email from a new listener kind of berating me about how can I say we're God, and that's not the truth. And I know that when I get emails like that, it's usually from people who are just joining us. Otherwise, they would understand that we are saying, of course, there is a God energy, call it divine love, the force, the consciousness, God. Really, for me, love is the highest word because there's no, it's less limiting than any of the other words. But we know that there is one source and one love that created it all, that we work in tandem with. And we believe that in embodiment, we are here to know that we are the gods of us. We have to take responsibility for our own creation. That's what the gig is on this great planet, is that the energy, the thoughts, the perceptions, the feelings, the frequencies that we create ourselves as creates us and therefore goes back into the collective consciousness and creates the world that we live on. So I'm going to throw out some things that have really been pushing my limits of belief this week. I want to start with our amazing webinar, Restructuring the Childhood Brain. Blew all of us just off the planet. Just, I'm getting emails. I think it's the best one you ever did. And we've done quite a few, guys, amazing webinars. But you really want to get a glimpse about what's running you and start putting things together. I didn't ask permission to use her name, so I won't, but I have a longtime listener who wrote me that's been doing this work for a long time about the many, many connections that she made about places that have been running her that she was not aware of after that workshop. So I thank Deborah McNellis for joining us. she said something that blew my mind, and it's the subject. You guys, please read the e-blast tomorrow. Please read the e-blast, because I sure as heck didn't write it, and it will blow you away. But she said something on the webinar, the brain doesn't know who you are, which just opened up a plethora of exploration for me this week. We come in as pure essence, pure light. The brain develops after that, and the brain takes on the limitations and the belief systems and the perceptions that we're taught or that we put together sometimes quite erroneously on our own. So the brain, because we use so little of it, can't know who we are. When we use our entire brain, that will be a whole other issue. So that led then to the exploration on Jennifer McQueen's show. You know, I do one a month for Jennifer. And what we were given was the frequency of being home. And yes, my good old film E.T. helped bring that in. The frequency of literally being the home of ourselves, of being the peace and being the love and being home. That frequency is 2123, if anybody wants to look at that, 2123. And then there are more frequencies coming in. There's a symbol that's being delivered to us now that represents that. As you know, I want to remind you, we were told over a year ago that three very distinct ways of language were being delivered to us. Communication, symbols, numbers that look like numbers. We call them numbers, but they're actually frequencies. You are, you see, a frequency yourself, whether you vibrate at the frequency of love is up to you. That's your choice. That's the creation of you that you get to. Symbols, there's frequencies, and then, of course, there's words. I want us all to come in together before this show actually starts with the caller and claim that we believe in miracles. We are open to them. We believe in them. We allow them, we encourage them, and we sit and wonder at the miracles that we create every day. When I look at an airplane flying, I call that a miracle. I put a white light around it. I thank it. To me, that's a miracle. A little boy who's never talked and talked after he sees ET, I call that a miracle. The little white butterfly that's been following Gabby, my daughter, for years. Everywhere we go together, we see a white butterfly. We like to believe it's the same white butterfly. We know it's not. In metaphor, it is. To me, that's a miracle. So it's incredibly important that we acknowledge all of the miracles, especially the miracle of us. Okay, so this wonderful email that I got saying, how can you do this, and it's not true. And well, I wanted to explore that. And, you know, I suggested to all of you that you pick up this book by Paul Selig called I Am the Word, because I was given those words before I found the book. But now there's a part of it that I've been reading that says, now we say to you this, the Creator works through you. To the extent that you self-identify with that frequency and your energy field can then work in tandem with it. So I'm in total agreement with that, and I get a yes on that. But then there's this other part from the good book that says, you know, basically, you, of myself, I am nothing. The Father within me doeth the work. my pendulum goes to no on that. And I think that is how we've been misled to misunderstand the truth of what was meant to be taught. On this plane, we are given free will, and we have to use that free will to create with energy. We are very, very, very important in the process of creation on this plane. We are creation itself. By ourselves we're nothing, I believe is blasphemous, is saying that we created this all by ourselves. So that's the discernment I'd like to play around with today, that we are in partnership, we are in friendship, we are in co-creation with the creation on this plane, that we are vitally important. And when we raise our frequencies to the frequencies of the divine love energy, then we are God working together with God. And then it is the God within, because we have matched the frequency of the God within all of us. It's interesting. They took me to the song, Use Me, that we used to sing at Church All Dawn. Use me. Without using us on this planet, creation is limited. That's the way this planet is set up. And in the ionosphere and beyond, on this planet, we are the one love that has to come forward and accept responsibility, because self-creation equals creation, period. So they would like us to claim, I am the highest answer, I am healed, and everything is in balance. And so we come forward to claim, I am the God that is, I am the Word, around all of those statements. Okay, guys. You know, you keep calling and asking, how do I do that? We created this amazing program for you called the Four Cornerstones. Again, the channel tells me it's the best thing I've ever done to date. So, one of you and I were working together on something for her. And I said, you know, I want to know. I know unequivocally. I didn't ask even. I was told that this amazing program of the Four Cornerstones is everything that we're going to need to keep us on track and to know how to do it and to keep bringing us back into expanding ourselves. People ask me for that all the time. So why are they not ordering it? And neither one of us thought this would be the answer. Because when something is presented to us that is the answer, our ego literally keeps us from moving on it. And I can name several times in my life that I can go back and see this now. Our ego literally keeps us from moving on it, and that is how we keep ourselves from ascending. So whether it's this program or something else that you've been called to, or a book that you thought you should pick up, or a practice that you keep saying, you know, I really should do that. Same thing with overeating, same thing with overdrinking. The things that we are not taking action on are the things that we are doing to hold ourselves back from the freedom that we truly want. So I give you that piece of information so you can break out into your freedom by choosing and following through to do everything that will enlighten you. on this planet. And we're going to the callers, and we're going to start with Mike in Connecticut. Hi, honey. What's up?
Yeah. I was fascinated when you were talking about the frequency of being the home of self, and you even gave it a number, 2123. What other frequencies are available along those lines? That's fascinating. It sounds almost radionic.
Sounds almost what?
Radionic.
Oh, yeah. There is another frequency that we've been given, but and a symbol that's being channeled in. I have to work with it a little bit more before I bring it out to all of you. But if you have you ever seen the symbol in the formula, Mike, that was given to us over 2 years ago?
Not yet. And you're summing it up now in I am the God that is.
Yeah, so the whole formula that was delivered to us, and it works from, you read it from the bottom to the top, all the numbers
okay.
on the formula are frequencies. The formula and the symbol, and I believe, well, they're all available at imdwallace.com if you want to check it out.
Okay.
It's really fascinating because they gave it to us a little at a time over months. And when we finally got it put together, they said, now read it from the bottom up. And it literally is the formula of creation, of how we create everything. So, again, we're expanding out into our understanding. My channel, I can tell you, has taken on all new power and clarity. And I'm willing to allow it to expand and expand and expand. It wants to in the freedom of the truth. Even if it challenges a lot of my little chances upbringing. And I think that's maybe one reason why I've been given this information, because I am just a kid from Kansas, and if it can come through me and to me and as me, it can come to anybody, and you guys did that. So I know, I understand totally that email I got from the woman that says, how can you say that? You know, we're not God. And we're nothing if Christ doesn't work through us. Well, that's where I came from. So I understand what she's talking about. And the more I question it and hold the intention of really understanding it in the highest way, the clearer it gets delivered to me. Like that segment where my pendulum went yes about everything. And as soon as I read the line, you know, we are nothing by ourselves, it went huge no. And that's the teaching, you see, that we're all battling, is that we're not even worthy to lay at his feet, right? Well, that's not my God, guys. My God is here. Go out and be mean. Just like every good teacher. Go out and be even greater than I've ever taught you. And we were given permission to do that long, long time ago. These things and more will you do also. Go do them. You know? But we have to look in the mirror and go, hi, God, aren't you beautiful? And then we'll create more miracles. So keep listening, Mike, because and I think you'd be very interested in the formula also. It has a lot of the frequencies on there. All right, baby, anything else?
This is available in, like, Creation Station 1. Is that the easiest way to get it?
No, it should be on the website, just the symbol and the formula. Look for downloads. on the website. It may be connected to a webinar. I can't remember. There is a training of the formula so that you can understand exactly what it is. If you can't find it, give me an email, Mike, okay?
Will do. Thank you.
Thanks, honey. Bye-bye. All right, and we're going to Cameron in Washington. Hi, sweetheart. You're on.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very well. I'm fascinated by that conversation you just had. I've done a lot of studying in religion and theology, and one thing I've come to understand is that religion is a great way to control people. So you tell people
Absolutely.
They're small, they can do nothing on their own, that's a great way to control them.
Yep, we've talked about that for years, Cameron.
Yeah.
And it's one of the disservices, unfortunately, way back in the early days. Religion and politics were in bed together.
Yes.
And, I think that's what the Freemasons were all about. But everybody kept it a big secret, you know, this power of creation, because, my God, what if everybody got it?
Precisely. So I was calling, actually two reasons, and I'm not quite sure which one to go with. The first one is I, too, have been seeing a lot of miracles in my own life, certainly
right.
in the last weeks. It's amazing. The second reason is I'm kind of struggling with something. My daughter, who is 15 and a half, has decided she wants to move to live with her dad, and so I'm honoring that decision of hers. There's also a part of me that's really struggling with, is she going to be all right? Have I done everything I could to help prepare her? She'll only be 3 hours away, but still, I'm
okay.
just struggling.
So the channel is saying it's the same thing. You're witnessing miracles in your life, but you're not allowing yourself to witness a miracle here.
All right.
Instead of a miracle, you go into the fear of control. And that is the biggest sin we do against our children is worry about them. So you want to see the miracle that you want is that this is joyous for everybody.
Okay.
This is joyous for you. It'll create some freedom for you. This is joyous for her. She'll be able to go out and learn about creating herself and have a new experience. It'll be joyful for her father because he will be able to practice the miracle of taking responsibility.
Uh-huh.
And that's the new perspective they would like you to hold. And back to the webinar that we just had, she was prepared to handle most of her life by the time she was 4 years old. So if you loved her and taught her to love herself, and taught her that she was powerful, then she's ready to go.
Huh.
And they're saying that you did. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I did. In very many different ways. Yeah.
Okay, then know that, because that's miraculous in itself. Okay? But you have to acknowledge the miracle of you and what you've done with this child and trust her now to go create herself.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, that definitely is a new perspective.
Great. Thank you for calling in. I'm sure there were a lot of people on this call that needed to hear that, myself included, because my daughter's off to get married in September.
That's right. Yes.
So that is the ultimate giving away and letting go. And at the same time, I know that I will always have the connection I have with my daughters, and we will always communicate. We will always be best friends, no matter, you know, where she goes, who gets her, or where she's at. So know that.
Okay. Yeah. One thing I've thought of doing is giving her and I little pinky rings so that she has one and I have one. But on the other hand, I'm wondering, is that holding her back? Or does it create that love?
Of course it's not holding her back.
Okay.
That's
all
just
right.
Creating a connection
yeah.
for her that she can look and go, I'm always connected to Mom, and Mom will always be there if I need her.
Yeah, that's how I was feeling. Okay.
You
yeah,
know, if she doesn't want to wear it, she doesn't have to.
Right. True.
Okay? So just be open to that. But she will keep it. She'll always know she has it. And someday she'll put it on.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, they come, they're your best friends, and then they leave you energetically because they have to figure out who they are. And then they come back, and then they leave you, and then they come back, and, you know.
And then
they just decide, well, heck, I'm never going to get a better friend than this. I'm just staying. Trust me. Trust me. I know. Thanks for calling in, honey. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Dee. Bye-bye.
Stephen is saying we are not connected. Some little thing just came down and said we're not connected. Can you help? I don't know what to do. Stephen, are you with me? Okay, I hope people are, hang on guys, because the switchboard, let me see if I can get Kirk on. Kirk,
hello.
I'm here.
We're
bouncing all over the place. I'm not quite sure what's going on. Okay.
Hello.
And everything's spinning. Yeah, I can hear you, darling. Can you hear me?
Hey. Wow, is that year flying by or what?
Yeah, for sure it is.
Okay. I got something today. I was doing some work this morning, and I got that I should call in and share it with the community. Last couple of days, woke up with some shooting pains in my hand, particularly the left hand, and tightness in the forearms. And the work revealed that I was holding on to old ways of thinking.
Yep. And I've been talking about this for a few weeks now. As soon as this new claim came in, I am the God which is, I am the Word. And we have dedicated ourselves to letting go of anything that is not in harmony with that. A lot of physical things are making themselves known because they're working themselves out of our energetic field. So there's part of that going on, and give me a song.
It got to be me.
I've got to be me, yeah. Okay. So what area in your life, Kirk, are you not allowing yourself to be you and therefore fighting against or not integrated with the essence that you really are?
It feels like there's been some emotional challenges around doing my art competitions and having available time for family.
They want to just go to the art competition, and we're going to the sheet. Oh, perfect. 1, 2, 5. Okay, again, guys, in all my private sessions, they keep bringing me back to number 3 on the first sheet. It's the part of you that doesn't know this, Kirk, that keeps fighting the part of you that does. And your arm is representing the unification and the integration of this. And that part is, I am the frequency of the balance. of choice and creation in the radiation of my light, in the sending out of my light. So they're saying you have to understand that you are your art, and your art radiates out the light to everyone. That's the part that's trying to integrate and unify. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. I've been doing some of the best art I've ever done, and my whole relationship with it is shifting into a much calmer stillness, while the art itself is still expanding. But for me, it's been a shift, and it definitely makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, it's the part of you that they're showing me a cartoon of a little man. I can't remember the name of who it is. He's just running. And then they show me a hamster on a wheel. So they want you to know that that's the part of you that you need to restructure your brain around. And I'm sure you were on the webinar. You do them all. So you heard about what she was talking about the need to restructure that. I'm getting it was started with you around 2 years old, and your father had a lot to do with it, Kirk, about this. It's not I've got to do it, but it's the more frantic I am, the better I do it. The more frantic I am, the better I do it. And so what you're explaining goes right along with the integration of the calm and the light and the knowingness, because the more you are that, the more you infuse that in your art, and your art literally radiates out the God light from your work, as it does already. They just want you to be more peaceful and calm and in your body about it. Does that make sense?
It's spot on. I've approached my last, I can't believe I've already done 5 or 6 competitions this year, but I've approached them much more calmly, much more relaxed. I don't have to go out and paint. It's I'm going to go and I'm going to paint with inspiration and with calm. And when I feel like I need to rest, I'm taking a nap in the car, or I'm going back to where I'm staying and resting.
And you're finding that you're selling more, aren't you?
There's a mix, and that might be attributed to, again, this fighting. It might have been the energy on, is it art I'm supposed to keep or art I'm supposed to pass along?
Okay, this is the first thing I heard, Kirk. You're supposed to pass it all along, and they will give you more to keep. So
that came up from my feet.
Yeah.
That's great. Great.
Give all the light out, and they will create more light for you to paint with and to keep, and then send that out to.
And going back to your first question about where I might be limiting myself, it was the accumulation of inventory of art that I was feeling a little slowed down, like a little hesitant to produce more. And that vibration, the vibration of the statement you just made about letting it all go, resonated in a beautiful way.
Well, yeah, because if there's not a space to fill, you won't fill it. So if you're trying to hoard things and keep them, then you're not delivered more light to send more light out. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. And they want me to – they're admonishing me. Hold on. I love it when they do it in front of everybody. They said – not delivered to, created by. you won't create more life to send out if you're trying to hold on to some of the life.
Okay.
That puts a whole different, you know, spin on it. Okay, I'm not getting anything else, Kurt. Thank you. Love you.
Love you, too. See you soon.
Yeah, you will. Bye-bye. And we're going to Cindy in Austin. Hi, how are you doing?
Hi. Okay, what a great show.
Thank you. Yes, you guys are.
Oh, my gosh. You're blowing my mind today. I got my divorce. Super, super happy. Everything, all the miracles of the last. Oh, my gosh. I can't. When I would go back and listen to the shows, when I would speak to you and hear my voice, I couldn't believe what I sounded like. And anyway, I'm really happy now, and miracles everywhere, all around me. I'm watching them with my clients. I'm seeing them in my own life. But I did have one
freedom,
question.
It's freedom, isn't it, honey?
Oh.
It's just freedom.
And you just recently mentioned.
It's like, you know, you're your own firework now. I can hear it.
That's exactly the way I feel. Which is why. My question, you mentioned 15 minutes ago or so that a lot of us are processing a lot of energetic stuff out. And the only thing that I can't seem to get a handle on is why my shoulder hurts. And I don't know whether it's just energetic and it's processing itself out, or whether it's muscular from doing 8 hours of massage every day, or whether it's my gallbladder that's attacking because of the divorce and it's just emotions and referred pain, or if it's just that I'm menopausal and I ache.
Okay, so Cindy, they're saying it's all of the above.
Okay.
And
that's
it's all of the above. Well, that means if you listened to what you just said, you gave the power of the creation of your shoulder to all these other things.
Exactly. I know.
Okay.
How
so what's the common denominator?
What's the common denominator?
Who are you giving the creation really to? Yourself?
Yeah.
No.
I
no, you haven't been.
No.
You've been, you know, my shoulder's because of this and my shoulder's because of that. Well, let's just say that your shoulder's because of you. Okay?
Yes.
Because
yes.
of the creation of you, you've created the shoulder. Is it the right or the left?
Right side.
Yeah, I knew that because they're showing me right, my right shoulder, and I've got a tendon in there that pops all the time.
That's
so
what it
let's
is.
Let's find out what the hell our right shoulders are about. See, but give me a song, baby cake.
Heaven.
What?
Heaven. I'm in heaven.
I'm in heaven. Okay. Oh, my Lord and Master. That's the highest thing? Yeah. Okay. So they showed me a door, and it was open, and it was the doorway to heaven. And we've got our hands on around the doorway going, no, I'm not going in. I'm not going in.
I want to go in. I want
well,
it all.
Well, me too, Cindy. So do we need to know why? We don't need to know why. Do you need to know why?
No, I do not.
Okay.
It does not matter.
We're all coming together because, you know, we're you and you're us. Everybody listening, everybody ready to walk through the door into the heavenly light and be it. I am. You
I am.
Everybody say, I am.
I am.
And here we go. Here we go. And visualize the door, and it's open, and that beautiful, incredible light of miracles, and we're going to become one with it. Everybody ready? 1, 2, 3, jump! I did it. Did you see me?
I did it. I did it. I did it.
I am the God which is, and I am the Word, and I am speaking this word that I have jumped into heaven, and I am in the light, as the light, as the light. I'm it.
I am.
We're one.
I am the Word.
In the light.
I am
We're
the Word.
Living in the light, guys. Living in the light.
I am the
okay.
Word. I am the one. Thank you, P.
Basically, no resistance to all the miracles. No, you know, it's that part of our brain that's going, oh, remember I was taught I can't have it all. Well, we're restructuring that part of our little brain right now, going, I can have it all, I am it all, I acknowledge it all, I accept it all, and my arms are wide open accepting it all. And so it is.
And so it is.
Wow.
And so it is.
Fabulous. Keep me posted about that, will you please?
Thanks, Dee, I so will. I'll see you soon. Talk to you soon. Thanks, Dee.
I appreciate you so much. Love to you.
I love you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
How awesome is it to hear that little voice after she's been so unhappy for so long? That's great. Linda in Iowa. Whoops, let me get you on here. What's up, baby?
Hi.
Hi.
I bought the book, I Am the Word.
Uh-huh.
And have started reading it. I just keep getting hung up with, and I may have read what the word is means or represents, but I keep, help me. I mean, if explain, like when it says in the book, word, I am word.
Well,
it is word.
He goes into that later, but, you know, in the beginning, there was the Word, and the Word was with God. Do you remember that in the good book?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so if I am, think of it as the frequency of the Word. So I am the frequency of the Word of creation. I am the, when I speak the Word, the frequency of the Word, it is the frequency of creation itself. So I am speaking the Christ energy, the God energy, which in our terms is the creative force. I am literally speaking that is ignited within me, and I am the frequency of the Word itself. If you're in a religious circle, you would say, I am the frequency of the Word of God. In this community, we speak more of, I am the frequency of divine love and creation.
Okay.
Does that help?
Yes, that last part did. Very much.
Okay. So, in other words, I am literally the frequency of the thing I am claiming. So, he's saying in another way what we have been saying and claiming for years. He explains it in a different way that I felt was very empowering. And sometimes later in the book, he goes into that place where, you know, of myself I am nothing, but it's the God that works through me. He defers to that. That part I disagree with, and I believe it's just semantics, Linda.
Okay.
You know, we're just so afraid still to come forward and say that. And it's nice to feel that we have the best friend and the most powerful friend in the world working with us to create the desires of our heart.
Yes.
So that's really what's going on, is that when we say, I am the Word, I am the God which is, we are igniting that God energy, that divine love energy, that creative force as us. We are saying, I am that, I am speaking the word that I am that.
Yes, I do now.
Yeah, I'm so glad you called and asked. And I'm so glad you got the book, because it supports all of our work, and it also asks us, when I came upon this last part, which I just got to in the last couple of days, and I went, whoa, now see, this part I don't agree with. And then when I went to get the highest discernment around it, it was that one part, you know, within myself, or me, myself, or however they say it, I am nothing. That's the erroneous part that's not the highest truth, the way I understand it, Linda. The highest truth is that we are star parts of God energy itself. And the more we claim the divine love and creative force that God is, the more miracles we create in our lives.
Now, just one other little thing. There are parts of the book that when I'm reading, I'm just kind of lost, you know, like it's above me or something. And if I read it again later, will I start to understand, like a paragraph that I'm reading that I'm just, what's he talking about?
Linda, give me a song.
Amazing Grace.
Okay. When you know that you are totally Amazing Grace, you will understand the book. So, let's all come together and claim, I am, I accept, and I totally understand the beingness of the frequency of being the Amazing Grace that I am. And so it is. So, it's, again, that part of, they want to know, were you ever told you were stupid?
That I was what?
Stupid.
I don't know that I was told with that word exactly, but the implication, yeah.
Yeah, because they're saying there's a part of your brain that was implanted very, very early in your life, before 2 years old, maybe from conception up to two, that you didn't get it, you weren't quite with it, you were, stupid. That's the word they keep giving me.
No, that's
and
all right.
That's the part of your brain that you need to restructure, and I'm on the same path with you. Okay, don't ask me where I ever got the belief that I was stupid, because I know I'm not, but there's, especially with computers and things like that, you guys laugh at me, with me, a lot about me being so challenged, but I will find myself saying, oh my God, Deanna, you're so stupid. And so you and I are going to restructure that part. Okay? Every time we find ourselves or feel ourselves doing that, everybody, we're going, no, I am an open channel to every piece of information out there, and I am smart. And let's start playing a new record and making a new groove around that one, Linda. Okay?
Yes. Thank you.
All right, darling. Thank you. Great call. Thank you. And Karen, hi, sweetheart. What's up?
Hi, Dee. What a great call. It's like every issue that comes up is exactly what we all need to hear, so thank you.
You bet. We're bringing
it in. I love it. And that was exactly what I've discovered in the last little while, that whenever I said, I am, it brought up that ego of, who do you think you are that you would think that you are? I am.
Uh-huh.
And that was always a question that sat in, you know, am I, you know, that fear of, you know, you've been brought up in Christianity and, you know, is this of God? And so it, when I listen and when I study, it makes my heart sing, but I have that doubt that I think was holding me back, knowing how to truly understand what I am really meant. And when you say it's the frequency of the I am, that we are and God is the word, it totally made sense finally.
Awesome. So we can say we're the frequency of God, but we can't quite say I'm God.
Yeah.
Well, I think that we should just invite ourselves to look at what the fear and the resistance is around that, because if you are the frequency of something, you're it.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
So we get some more discernment around. They don't want to go to the baby, turn the radio down because I'm hearing myself talk. They don't want to go. Yeah, they don't want to go to the fear of being God. Well, it's the misunderstanding. Oh, okay. So the misunderstanding. See, but give me a song.
A song. Raindrops
or
keep falling on your head.
Raindrops keep falling on my head. Okay, so that's from Butch Cassidy, and that's from the scene where they're out riding around in their bicycles in the rain. And whenever they give me that, it is a combination of joy and getting rained on, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the misunderstanding, oh my God, oh, what a perfect end of the show here. And the misunderstanding is that there is anything that could possibly be vengeful or wrathful or blasphemous or anything from divine love. It's not possible. It's not possible to be judged. It's not possible to go, oh my gosh, I'm not worthy of saying I'm God. It's just not possible, because divine love is all accepting, all loving, all nurturing, allowing, all creating in itself. And so it's that part of us that still is holding on to, I could be judged as somebody who did something bad and wrong.
Wow.
And that's not who God is.
No.
That's not what God is. Make sure you read the e-blast tomorrow. I'm telling you, I wrote it. And I had to sit there and read the dang thing, and just, I just kept going, oh my God, this makes so much sense. That, man, you got to know that tomorrow's e-blast. I always turn it over and sit down and my fingers start typing, but tomorrow's even outdoes that, guys. So, yep, we're all done. All right. Thank you so much, Karen, for that great ending to that. That was awesome. Just awesome. All right, everybody. Oh, my gosh, this show goes so fast. I tried to get to as many people as I could today. Please, the webinar is still up. I believe it's still on the homepage. The four cornerstones are still available for you until we meet again. And we got a great webinar coming up. I'll announce it next week. Love yourselves, and love yourselves more. Go love the freedom that you are, because you know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.